To get psyched up, or?
No, not really. I used to be a lot more nervous before giving poetry readings when I was younger. And that, of course, is a whole different procedure. Although, when I give poetry readings now, I've learned so much from rock performing that I'm much better with an audience and I'm more comfortable with it. And I could get more out of it, and get more out of the poems performing them.
You mentioned a moment ago about poetry reading and... you were a writer before you started playing rock and roll. How did you start performing?
Patti Smith helped me a lot, I did my first show with her, the band backing me up. And the opening band that she had, that got all messed up for some show in San Diego. And so she said, well, Jim could open the show. I hadn't seen her in a long time. I had been living like this recluse life out in California, but I'd speak to her on the phone when she had a broken neck after she had it fell off the stage. And she'd speak to me. And then when she came out, after she got better and she made like the Easter album, and she was at the peak of her career with she had that hit, Because the Night. Then I just I did a show there with them in San Diego. So there was this band that was living near me in a country where I was living, and they had asked me a couple of times if I wanted to do some stuff together with them, and I got invited to do this poetry reading at this punk rock club in San Francisco. And instead of doing just a poetry reading, I decided I'd take some of these lyrics I've been working on and put the music to them. So we worked out the music to them in like about 3 days, and just 3 rehearsals. And then we did the show and it went over real good. And then, we were playing this club regularly then. And then, we got a record contract and everything.
Thank you, Bruce. The Jim Carroll Band, captured live.
The bullet's gonna dance in the brain of Reverend Moon. I think it's time that you all start to think about getting by without that need to go out and find somebody to know. It's too late, there's no one there I even wanna imitate. You see, they just don't know I'm gonna give them my heart. They want a fucking fashion show. It ain't no contribution to rely on an art institution to validate your chosen art and a sanction of order to make you play out your heart. Play out your heart. They got nothing to give, they call that leg forward, stay until they're so decadent, until the daddy's running from home is all spent. I think it's time, cause it's too easy to rely on worshiping devils and strangers in bed. But they do get the trouble, they do get good in bed. They do get some good. You should have realized that was worth the wait. But honey, you didn't hesitate. When I suck a tooth off, you let them seal off face. I think it's time that you start to think about getting by without that need to call me all the time. show me about needing someone to love.
We can work it, 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 work And that's Lenny Kaye on guitar. Wayne Woods on drums. And little Stevie Lindsley on bass. He'll be outside after this course.
Dancing in the schoolyard, with your breasts like bleeding lines. pencil, but you still would. I watch your teardrops fall like wings of velvet reaching for the sun. I needed to be near to clarify the danger. I didn't come this far to die with strangers. I can't explain exactly what I'm saying. You're the only reason I still care. Things become so clear, there's violence and tears. A warning that the time's close to prepare. But baby, not to leave me with these warnings in the air. I never thought I'd say it, but for now, I'm truly scared. Nothing left to steal, lies make all lies seem real. It slows down all the madness like a shield. I don't know exactly what I'm saying. I don't know if there's anyone who cares. It seems I must believe that wizard on its sleeve. A warning at the time's gone to prepare. I don't know how or why it could be something in the sky that makes you seem afraid to be prepared. I don't know where it will be. Too goddamn when my city's keeping what I often be prepared. It's making my day go round through. I should be, but I'm looking for me. I don't know how or why. Something in the sky makes it seem it's best to be prepared. Little boy, looking at the sky, tell me what you see.
Circling babies of stray birds rise. The one on the end, a frown on the end. She calls me aside, she pulls me over. And she said to me, she said, you know, I have to make it all look different. It seems that every time I lay down on it, then it's like a snake in water. And when I look out of it, then it's like the one from last week was breathing again. And she said that she had some white light. You know, she said that she had some morphine. But she didn't have no gimmicks. So she just took this razor and she laid it on her white vein. And then she took a black orchid and she just ripped apart that flower. And then she took the white light, then she said, hey, later, full of morphine. She took the razor and she slit open a white vein. She slit open a white vein. She put the flower through the slit vein. She pulled the white light through the red stem. She pulled the white light through the red stem. She just poured it through the red stem. Then I was talking with my angel. I was talking with my angel then. I was underneath the staircase. I was talking with my angel. She said that beauty is only terror. You know what, terror is just beginning. I thought I heard some footsteps. You know the rain, she was coming. She's been feeling real sick lately. She's been kicking down her habit. I went around to see her. I had the angel in my pocket.
jewels between her fingers, and there was blood across the carpet. But I know that she's feeling better. I saw her walking down to the carpet. She went down, she saw a black hole. She wants to dodge her to save her soul. But she wants to live, she wants to start her band. She swears to say she God's living. I sit in a cellar now, beneath my dog's apartment. I have an angel on my shoulder. You know, his wings are kind of shattered. Plays with broken mirrors. He said that he just saw Sally, and the Sally was with the rain, and they were playing in the alley. So I went around to see them. Ah, they were doing it together, and there was a little blood along the concrete.
That door is like 26 miles. It's when ambitious little girls stop and start to dream about a change in style. It's when the slick boys got their fingers, they got their fingers in the telephone dial. Well, fuck that, I think I'm a homegirl. Let's hear the CD drops into the night. Before the darkness, there's one moment of light. That's when everything seems clearly. Oh, the sound seems so big. What a scream. Checking the alleys for unlocked doors. And Billy's sister's getting free to cause, cause Billy's sister's little brother can't score. It's when the woman from my dream is, oh my god, that's a woman on the floor. Each promise was just one, one promise more. It's when the sea jumps tonight. All the darkness is one moment of light. Then everything seems clear. The other side seems so clear. What a dream wrong. I think it's gonna be right. Oh, the super job, the super job, the super job. Teddy's ghost is on the roof, beating his drum. And Teddy's best friend is two blocks east, and he's making Teddy's ex-girlfriend come. You know, then it's to Teddy's good trust, just the proof that my man knew Teddy was dumb. But you know, I think that those two are just fucking scum. It's through the city drops to keep the night. Before the darkness is one moment of light. Then everything seems clear. Other signs seem so clear. What is going wrong? I think it's gonna be right. Before the city drops, it goes down into the body at the bottom. That body is my own reflection. But it ain't hip to sink that low unless you're gonna make a resurrection. The row is gonna come to you, dog. They're gonna sink. It's just a routine inspection. What you get when you open your door? What you get is just another injection. There's always gonna be one more with just a little bit less until the next one. The way the shadows steal light from your eyes to their visions just cause the infection. You should come with me, I'm the fire, I'm the fire's reflection. I'm just a constant warning, just a constant warning to take the other direction. Little sister, I am your connection. It's when the city drops into the night. Before the darkness is one moment of light. Then everything seems clear. The other sound seems so clear. What seems wrong? I think it's gonna be right.
song off the new album called Barricade. Now they have never drawn the line, but now there is a fairy tale. Now there's a fairy tale. Now there's a fairy tale. They wake on foreign soil. They wake inside the barricades, inside the barricades, inside. Curves over the jungle. The trees grow from the dead nun's lungs. From the dead nun's lungs, the dead nun's lungs. All the wind is in the harbor. We'll be right back.
going out dancing. No more going out dancing, dancing, dancing. Hey boys, there's no more, no more getting laid. No more none of that, no more getting laid. You're gonna parachute to the holy land. And you'll jump into the barricades. It's our barricades inside.
But the next day you got off. Set from the Jim Carroll Band. The audience loved it, and looks like the band did too. Big smiles on their faces. Let's go backstage to Bruce and Jim and talk with Jim about what it felt like tonight.
Okay, we're backstage in the sumptuous dressing room here at Uncle Sam's in the South Shore of Boston, Massachusetts, following a great show by the Jim Carroll Band. We're here with Jim, and well, how are you feeling? I mean, this has been quite a day for you. First, you did a show out at the country club up north. And you boogie back here and did a real hot show tonight. How are you feeling?
Well, I feel very tired. I'm actually, I think I had more energy in the show than I bargained for, actually. We didn't get out of that other show this afternoon until much later than we expected, so we didn't have as much time to, have some sleep like we thought.
So you're obviously quite aware of your impact on your audience and how they perceive you. What kind of feeling would you want your audience to leave after seeing a concert by you and your band with?
I don't want them to have any, feeling in the sense that there's anything that I'm doing that's beyond them themselves, you know? Like, all the images and the songs I try and make so that five people can interpret five different ways and they're all correct, you know? And those images are just open enough so that if that person uses his imagination, the more he can get out of the image and the stronger he can become himself by filtering it through his own heart. He doesn't need the verbal sophistication, like in an intellectual sense, for a more intellectual line, because he could just filter it through his heart and feel it that way, you know, kind of through some inner register, you know.
What are your general impressions about the show tonight?
I don't know. We didn't have a sound check here tonight. That's always difficult. It was like, you do two shows in one day. The second one is always bound to be a little sloppy in a sense where, you know, you just don't concentrate as much and everything, you know. I did have more energy than I thought I'd have and stuff, and it was a terrific audience. I mean, in the technical sense, and I had a lot of trouble with the monitors. I couldn't hear my vocals too well, so I, you know, I didn't know how I was sounding or anything. But that's, you know, that's just technical stuff, so that doesn't really matter.
Okay, one last question. If you have any, what kind of advice would you give to young people today who are aspiring to lives in the arts or in music? Or do you have any parting words?
My only parting words would be, it's great to listen to the radio, but you should read a book once in a while, too.
It was a real pleasure having you on Captured Live. It was a great show, and we wish you continued good luck.
Thank you.
And see you later.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce and Jim. That's how it looked backstage. Let's go out front now and check out the audience as they file out after the show and see what they think.
We're going to wander inside now and talk to some of the audience as they come out of the concert hall after the show by Jim Carroll here on the South Shore of Boston, Massachusetts. Let's see what a couple of them had to say. Okay, what did you like about the show tonight?
Jim Carroll, I buy all his albums. Jim Carroll is unbelievable.
He's intense. He's hard, striving. Reminded me of Lou Reed.
What did you like about the show?
The lyrics. I like the drummer. The drummer was good. He had a Buddy Rich style. He was different.
First reminiscence of David Bowie. Then he brought out his own. Lead guitarist is outrageous.
Want to tell us what you liked about Jim Carroll tonight?
Everything. I've been here from 2 years ago. When